It may not be tax season, but there is a tax deadline looming for Americans who've been wrongly convicted of a crime. According to the National Registry of Exonerations, at least 139 people were exonerated in 2017. Some of those people receive financial compensation for the wrongful conviction through a state statute or a lawsuit. But few people know about the 2015 Wrongful Conviction Tax Relief Act, which states that that money isn't income, and the IRS can't touch it.
That law also did something pretty interesting, which is it retroactively offers an opportunity for anyone who paid any taxes at any time on that money to file and get a refund from the IRS, and the IRS will pay interest.
That's attorney John Eldon, the founder of After Innocence, a nonprofit that helps people who are wrongfully convicted after they're released. But the deadline to file for that refund is in just a few days, December 17th. And there are lots of exonerees who don't even know this refund is available to them. John Eldon wants to change that.
The unfortunate part is that there was really no effective way for the government to notify people of their eligibility. And so we had a situation where a lot of people were potentially eligible for this refund, but they didn't know about it. And the deadline was very short. And so I'd done my best to go out there and find people and notify them and provide them with the free assistance they need to claim those refunds before the deadline expires.
All right, so let's step back for a second. When we think about the population of people who are wrongfully convicted, I think often we have an image of the big stories that we hear in the news, right? Someone's wrongfully convicted, they get this huge payout and big settlement, and they move on. Is that the norm?
It isn't the norm, and I'm so glad you mentioned that, because people understandably expect that someone who can prove in court that they were in prison for a crime they didn't commit would be eligible for millions of dollars, and many of instances, these are people who spent years and even decades in prison, and that's really not the case. Whether you have a lawsuit depends on whether you can prove particular wrongdoing. That's not possible in some cases. It didn't happen in other cases. And so if you take a step back and look at the population of wrongfully incarcerated people who've been released, we find that the vast majority of them never get what you would call meaningful compensation, and also really never get any help rebuilding their lives after a wrongful conviction. On the other hand, some did get money, and those that did and who paid taxes are now eligible to get that money back.
So we know that there are some important deadlines coming up. What are the deadlines that people who fall into this category should be paying attention to?
Well, anyone who paid taxes on money received in 2014 or prior, money received in relation to wrongful conviction, needs to file their claim by December 17th, in a few days. And we have lawyers and tax preparers lined up to provide completely free assistance to anyone who is needing to file a claim. And we currently have about 15 claims that are in process and still have availability to help anybody else who comes our way.
Now, I'm sure there are folks who are probably in this category who are not aware that they are eligible for this. How do you find those people or get the message out to them? Obviously, talking to us is one way to do that. But beyond that, what other techniques are there?
Well, it's a lot of cold calling, actually. We have very good information about people who've received money in relation to wrongful conviction, because most of the time that's public record. So we know who they are. Tracking them down is very difficult. And once we do that, I have to pick up the phone and call them up and explain who I am, about my organization, and that they may be eligible for a tax refund. And the deadline is coming up and we've got to move quickly. That's a tall order in terms of convincing somebody in a time when we have a lot of tax scams and crazy calls going around. But fortunately, once I get someone on the phone, I have a very, very good chance of getting through to them and, if they're eligible, helping them.
Who is James Ochoa?
James Ochoa is an exoneree out of California who now lives in Texas, and he was one of the individuals that I was able to track down and call During the last period in which this tax relief window was open, it was in 2016. And that year, on the day of the deadline, I managed to finally get a hold of James. I got him on his cell phone at work. I quickly explained that we didn't have very much time, literally hours before the deadline was going to expire. And fortunately, we were able to get his claim going and by that afternoon get it completed. Unfortunately, by the time it was done, the deadline had already passed in Texas, but I still had some time in California. And working with a tax preparer in Michigan, I was able to print out his claim and make it to the FedEx office here in Oakland with 3 minutes to spare before it closed. So as you can hear, we will do everything we can to help someone not miss this deadline.
This is obviously a project and something that's really important and that you're very passionate about. I'm curious, how much of a difference does this actually make in the life of someone who's been exonerated? Like, are we talking large sums of money or does it matter?
Certainly, there are large sums of money. It really just depends on how much was paid. And because of interest, how long it's been since those taxes were paid. Because obviously, I've got one claim pending right now for someone who was exonerated in 1988. So the interest will be substantial on that one. So sometimes the money is large. We've had one claim in excess of $500,000. And we've had a claim that was down at a few thousand dollars. I've heard from recipients that it made the difference between paying off debts, getting health care. But to me, what this also represents is not leaving these folks behind. In so many instances, we essentially turn our back on exonerees. They get pushed out the prison door. There aren't programs for them. Most of them don't receive meaningful compensation. And here's a situation in which Congress actually gave them something that could be quite valuable. And it's incredibly important to me to try and make the connection between that opportunity and the exonerees that are eligible.
You've also focused some of this work on exonerees who've also been in the military. Tell us a little bit about those efforts.
In connection with doing this work, we came across a group of exonerees that haven't received quite as much attention as exonerees out of civilian courts. And those are people in the military, service members who were convicted of a crime by a military court, sentenced to incarceration, who served part of that sentence, and then had their convictions overturned and the charges dismissed. In those instances, what the military does typically is reinstates them and they give them back pay. And we consulted with tax attorneys and took the position that even though it's called back pay, it shouldn't have been taxed because the real reason they were getting this money was because of the time they spent in confinement that was unjust or inappropriate. And so we've already assisted three service members who filed claims and were received refunds. And so this year, there was a massive effort that we undertook. We reviewed more than 2,000 military cases. It was the only way to identify them and managed already to find 24 military exonerees who we believe are eligible for refunds, and we're helping them at this moment. I just reached one literally this morning.
Well, I can tell you it is a fascinating topic, and I'm really curious to see how these work out. John Eldon is an attorney and founder of After Innocence, a nonprofit in Oakland, California that helps people who are wrongfully convicted after they're released. John, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.